愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们这个礼拜读经是马太十三章十四章。
And this week we're reading Matthew chapter 13 and 14.
那我想回头过来看马太上个礼拜的马太十一章。
And I'd like to go back to last week's Bible reading schedule, which is Matthew chapter 11.
好，我们看马太福音的十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
十六节到十九节。
Verse 16 through 19.
马太十一章十六节到十九节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 16 to 19.
啊，请你读。
16. But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to their companions. 17. And saying, we played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned for you, and you did not lament. 18. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, he has a demon. 19. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.But wisdom is justified by her children.
Okay. 这个地方主耶稣说，我可以用什么比喻这个世代呢？
Here, Lord Jesus says, but what shall I liken this generation?
然后接下去他就在描写当时的世代。
So then he describes the generation at that time.
然后他就描写当时世代的两个人。
And he described two individuals during that time.
一个是约翰。一个是主耶稣。
The first is John, the second is Son of Man, which is Lord Jesus.
首先我们来想，我们可以用什么来比喻这个世代呢？
So what shall we liken this generation?
我们这个世代可以从很多方面来描写。
We can describe this generation in many different ways.
比方说，这个世代是人类历史以来生活最舒服的世代。
For example, this generation is probably the most comfortable generation of all human history.
那有多舒服呢？
How comfortable are we?
连以前的皇帝也没有我们现在这么舒服。
Even the kings in the past do not live as comfortably as we do.
以前皇帝享受的我们都享受了。
So everything that kings enjoy, we can enjoy.
但是我们现在有的方便跟舒服，以前的皇帝没有。
But a lot of the comfort and convenience we have today are not enjoyed by the kings of old.
那这个舒服的生活应该是一个福气才对。
This comfortable life should be a blessing.
但是人生活舒服以后人就不想要改变。
But when human beings live a comfortable life, they do not want to change.
因为我一生就是在追求这样的生活。
Because all they pursue their whole life, this is this type of life.
那我还需要改变什么？
What do I need to change still?
所以生活的舒服让我们失去了危机感。
And when we live a comfortable life, we lose a sense of
crisis. 就是说，人生就是这样，没有什么危机。
So we just think that life is just like this, and we do not fear crisis.
那事实上我们还没有从信仰来看这个世代之前，我们先从几个方面来看这个世代。
Before we look at this generation from the perspective of faith, we can look at it from different perspectives.
比方说，我们现在你看，从每个礼拜每个 shopping mall 在 on sale， 在推销东西。
Now we can see that almost every week there are sales at shopping malls.
所以。消费变成现在人的一种生活方式。
So shopping and consumerism become a part of our life.
那消费就带动生产。
And when we consume, we help with production.
那生产就带动全球的这个温室效应。
And production and manufacturing cause global warming.
那全球的温室效应就带动我们现在天气的改变。
And the greenhouse effect causes the climate change.
如果这个情况没有改变，
so if this does not change,
等到我们的孙子那一辈，这个地球可能会活得非常的辛苦。
By the time is our grandchildren's time, it will be really difficult to live on this earth.
但是现在人没有危机感。
But the people living today do not sense this danger.
只要活得舒服就好了。
As long as we live a comfortable life, then that's good.
这是我们可以看到第一点。
So this is the first point.
第二点，
Second.
我们从军事上来看。
And let's look at the military.
哦，全世界最先进的科技用在哪里？
Where are the most advanced technologies applied in this role?
都用在军事上面。
They're all applied in a military forces.
我们知道全世界所拥有的核子弹丢出来可以毁灭地球几十次。
If we have detonated all the nuclear bombs in the world, the Earth will be destroyed a couple dozens of times.
那人类历史里面没有一个武器发明过没有用过的。
And in the human history, there hasn't been a single weapon that has been invented but never used.
第二次世界大战，两个原子弹投下来就结束了。
During the Second World War, the whole entire war was ended by the dropping of two atomic bombs.
那将来啊，如果这个原子弹都投出来
，But in the future, if we detonate all these atomic bombs,
这个地球已经不适合人住了。
This earth will no longer be habitable by human beings.
那会不会投出来呢
？Will they use these bombs?
如果人有节制的能力，就有可能。
If human beings have self-control, then this might not happen.
但是如果我们看圣经的预言
，But if we look at the prophecies in the Bible,
这不是不会发生，这只是迟早问题。
This is not an impossibility. This is just a matter of time.
但是现在人没有危机感。
But today, people have no sense of crisis.
觉得活得很好，没有什么问题。
They feel very content with their lives.
那我们再看911的事件。
Let's also look at 9/11.
911的事件让很多住在美国的人醒过来。
And 9/11 woke up a lot of people who live in the U.S.
两次世界大战都没有打到美国的本土。
Neither of the world wars actually have attacks on the mainland in the U.S.
所以人没有危机感。
So they have no sense of crisis.
但是911告诉我们。
But 9/11 tells us.
危机会出现在美国。
These type of crisis can happen in the U.S.
如果我们看这个联邦调查的局长，他也说，这个还会再重复发生，只是时间不晓得什么时候，也不晓得在哪里。
So even the head of the FBI says that this is sure to happen again. We just don't know when.
但是很多人没有危机感。
But a lot of people do not sense the danger.
觉得我活在这里很舒服，这样就好了。
So a lot of people are just content with having a comfortable life.
好，那我们现在再回来圣经来看。
Let's turn back to the Bible.
说我用什么可以比这个世代呢
？What can I liken to this generation?
现在是从属灵上来看这个世代。
So if we look at this generation from the spiritual perspective,
从属灵上来看这个世代。这个结论大家不愿意听。
No one wants to hear the conclusion of this.
这个结论是绝对的悲观。
This is a very sad, very pessimistic conclusion.
就是这个时代是没有希望。
That is that there's no hope in this generation.
那这个结论要带进我们另外一个开始。
But this conclusion is to bring us into a new beginning.
那开始是什么
？What is this new beginning?
要在主耶稣里面来寻找新的盼望。
Now we need to find new hope in Lord Jesus Christ.
但是如果对这个世代没有了解
，But if we do not understand this generation,
我们觉得活得很好就好，我为什么需要信耶稣
？We feel like we have a very good life. Why do I need to believe in Lord Jesus?
即使信了耶稣以后，我们也觉得我活得很好，为什么要认真去祷告、读圣经，这么花这么多功夫要做什么
？Even after we believe, we feel like we have a good life. Why do I need to put in the effort to pray to study the Bible?
因为我们对四个世代没有了解。
That is because we do not understand this generation.
那接下去主耶稣提到这个世代的两个特色。
And then Lord Jesus described two characteristics of this generation.
17节。
Verse 17.
说我向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We mourn for you, you did not lament.
什么时候人会举哀？
When do people mourn?
就是有人离世的时候。
It's when someone dies.
那个是最痛苦的一个时刻。
That's the most mournful time for us.
特别是没有信仰的人，人一该离开世界，这是永远的诀别。
Especially for those who do not have faith, when someone dies, that is an eternal separation.
我们所爱的人，爱我们的人离开我，这是何等的痛心一件事情。
And it's indeed very sad for someone who we love to depart from us.
但是这个世代好像 举哀的他也不会捶胸，就是说没有感觉。
But for this generation, when they need to mourn, they do not lament. That means they don't have feelings.
那这个到底在讲什么
？So what is this describing?
主耶稣曾经讲，这个世代像什么
？Lord Jesus once likened this generation to.
我们看马太福音二十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
好，马太福音二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
马太二十五章
Matthew chapter 25
三十七节
verse 37
一直到三十九节
to 39 then the righteous will answer him saying Lord when do you we see you hungry and feed you
哦对不起二十四章啊三十七节到三十九
chapter 24 verse 3737, but as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. 38, for as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. 39, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of Son of Man be.
这里说挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临要怎样。
So as the day of the as Noah, so will this coming of the Son of Man be.
所以主耶稣降临的这个世代，就是挪亚世代的翻版。
So the coming of the Son of Man would be just like the another version of the days of Noah.
日光下没有新事。
There's nothing new under the sun.
是旧的世代新的翻版。
It would be different versions of the old generations.
那创世纪里面讲挪亚世代人，第一个他整天想都是恶的。
The Bible says during the time of Noah, everyone had evil thoughts in their mind.
第二个，他们也活在罪里面，生活也活在罪里面。
And they lived in sin.
所以神说那个世代已经到了尽了。
And the Lord said that that generation is coming to an end.
因为神是公义的神。
Because our God is a righteous God.
但是神要毁灭那个世代之前。
But before God destroyed that generation.
叫挪亚造方舟。
God instructed Noah to build an ark.
然后去传警告。
To send out warnings.
他警告很简单啊。
His warning was simple.
神要毁灭这个世代。
God is going to destroy this generation.
你们大家都要进入这个方舟。
So every one of you should enter into the ark.
但是那个世代的人对当时的世代没有危机感。
But the people of that generation had no sense of crisis.
所以在三十八节。
So in verse 38,
说人照常吃喝嫁娶。
So they continue to eat and drink and marry.
哦，就是追求他生活的享受。
They continue to pursue pleasures in their life.
那一直到挪亚进方舟的日子。
Until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
哦，所以主耶稣再来那一天呢，世界上人要一直注重享受，一直到主耶稣来那一天。
For Jesus' second coming, the people of the world will continue to find pleasures and enjoy themselves until Jesus comes.
然后三十九节说，不知不觉洪水来把他们全部都冲去了。
For 39, they did not know until the flood came and took them all away.
为什么会不知不觉呢
？How come they did not know?
挪亚不是传警告吗
？Did Noah not warn them?
因为他生活的焦点那个注意点哦，是在吃喝。
Because the focus of their life, their attention are on eating and drinking.
吃喝本身没有错，这是神的恩典。
There's nothing wrong with eating and drinking. These are blessings from God.
但是把这个当作重点，生活的焦点。
But if you put your focus of your life, this is a key part of your life.
那对挪亚传的警告就不知不觉。
Then they will be unaware of the warning that Noah is preaching to them.
那三十九节说，人子降临也要这样。
And verse 39 says, "So also will the coming of Son of Man be."
所以末世这个世代
，So at this end time,
整个头脑都是在地上。
All the thoughts of human beings are in this world.
都是在现在。
On now.
都是在肉体。
On their flesh.
都是在感官。
On their senses.
那跟他传说有一个末日，主耶稣要毁灭哦，人听不下去。
If you tell them that at the end time, Lord Jesus will come and destroy the world, they cannot hear it.
不是神没有慈爱的呼声。
That is not because God do not call out to them with His mercy.
是人对生活太满意了，没有危机感。
But it is because human beings are too content with their lives and they have no sense of crisis.
所以他不懂得预备。
So they do not know to prepare.
因为没有危机，还预备什么？
If there is no crisis to come, what shall you prepare for?
要预备就是因为我有危机感。
I prepare because I know something bad could happen.
那我们再看现在这个世代。
If we look at this generation,
现在的世代啊，罪不会比挪亚世代还轻。
The sins of this world is not any less than the time of Noah.
罪不只是在外在的世界。
So the sin is not just on the outside world.
罪也侵到一般敬拜神的团体。
A sin even entered into organization that worship God.
你看，大部分的基督教团体都能够接受同性恋。
So most of the Christian denominations now accept homosexuality.
而且能够来接受，甚至接受他们啊当牧师。
And they even allow them to become preachers.
那这个我们就知道啊，这已经是跟挪亚世代差不多了。
So we know that this time is similar to the time of Noah.
啊，所以这是一个啊，照圣经啊主耶稣讲的啊，举哀不捶胸的世代。
And so this is the time that they mourn, but they do not lament.
啊，就是对自己的罪没有感觉，对神所传来的警告啊，不会觉得可怕。
They have no feeling about their own sins. They have no fear towards God's warnings.
哦，所以到最后觉得罪恶感很深的人，是去传悔改道理的人。
So those who feel guilty are the ones who are preaching repentance.
哦，为什么我讲这个让你们大家觉得有罪恶感？这个人变成很有罪恶感。
So those people who preach actually feel guilty themselves for causing other people to feel guilty.
哦，那活在罪里面活得很舒服的人一点都没有感觉。
Those who are very comfortable living in sin do not feel anything.
哦，这是末日的兆头。
This is a sign of end times.
好，那我们再回来看啊，马太福音的十一章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 11.
啊，十七节。
Verse 17.
说我向你们吹笛，你们不跳。
I played the flute for you, but you did not dance.
啊，吹笛是在结婚的场合。
I played the flute at weddings.
啊，那跳舞是结婚喜乐的一个表现。
And to dance is one of the ways they celebrate weddings.
哦，所以主耶稣那一个世代对值得高兴的事情也没有感觉。
So in that generation, they have no feelings even to things that they should rejoice about.
哦，那什么事情真的值得当时的世代来高兴呢？
What are the things that that generation should have been happy about?
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
二十九节。
Verse 29. John chapter 3, verse 29. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice.Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled.
这里施洗约翰这样说。
Here, John the Baptist said.
哦，说娶新妇的就是新郎。
Those who has the bride is the bridegroom.
那新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐。
And the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly.
哦，那这里我们就看三种人。
And so here we see three different people.
一个是新郎。
First is the bridegroom.
一个是新妇。
And then the bride.
那一个是朋友。
And then the friend.
哦，那接下去他说，故此我的喜乐可以满足。
And then he said, therefore the joy of mine is fulfilled.
因为朋友听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐。
And the friend rejoiced at the voice of the bridegroom.
哦，这个朋友是谁？
Who is this friend?
这个朋友就是施洗约翰。
This friend is John the Baptist.
他是旧约最后一个先知。
He is the last prophet of Old Testament.
主耶稣断气了，说成了，救恩成全了，新约才真正开始。
When Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross and he said it is finished, that is the beginning of New Testament.
哦，所以他跟新约时代主耶稣成就的救恩没有份。
So he had no part in the salvation in the New Testament that's accomplished by Christ.
他听到主耶稣的声音，他就觉得很高兴。
But when he heard the voice of Lord Jesus, he rejoiced.
因为人类历史的亮光，人类真正永恒的希望就将要开始。
Because the light of human beings, the true new beginning of human history has about to begun.
所以虽然他是旧约最后一个先知，他为着新约时代将要来临，他很高兴。
Even though he was the last prophet of the Old Testament, but he rejoiced for the beginning of the New Testament.
那我们是谁？
But who are we?
我们就是那个新娘、新妇。
We are the bride.
所以我们在受洗的时候，就是跟主耶稣定下了婚约。
So when we are baptized into Christ, we establish this covenant of marriage with Christ.
这个婚姻就是要享受爱。
And this marriage is for us to enjoy His love.
所以美好的婚姻让人觉得很幸福。
If we have a good marriage, we feel very, very blessed.
那最美的爱是神的爱。
The most beautiful form of love is the love of God.
这是完全的。
It is perfect.
所以当一个人能够感受到神这种属灵婚约的爱。
When someone can experience the love of this marriage covenant with God,
发现每一天活着都觉得很幸福。
That every day will feel very blessed.
那因为我们从主得到这个爱。
Because we receive this love from God.
所以他有很多的应许，有很多的恩典要给我们。
He has a lot of promise and blessings he wants to give us.
所以新约时代是一个喜乐的时代。
So the New Testament is a joyful period.
因为新约时代是一个蒙福的时代。
Because New Testament is a blessed period.
新约时代是一个有天国盼望的时代。
The New Testament is a time with hope for heaven.
新约时代是一个丰盛的时代。
The New Testament is a generation that is abundant.
新约时代有圣灵降临，是真的能够体会到神同在的时代。
In the New Testament, we have the coming of the Holy Spirit, so we can truly experience God.
是一个有权柄、有能力的时代。
This is a generation of power and authority.
因为那个新郎来了。
Because the bridegroom has come.
他要来接受新娘、新妇。
He has come to meet the bride.
那这应该是大家很高兴的。
And everyone should rejoice for this.
在人类很多的危机里面，带给我们唯一的盼望。
In all the dangers that we have to face, this is one great hope.
但是
However,
我们看到世界上的人不会高兴。
But we see that there's no joy in this world.
听到救恩好像没有听到。
They hear the gospel of salvation, but they do not truly hear it.
心里已经麻木了。生活很舒服，我还需要那个吗？
They feel numb. They already have a comfortable life, so they feel no need for salvation.
所以这个时代可以怎么讲呢？
So how can you describe this generation?
真正好的不会羡慕。
They do not look forward to those which are good.
真正可怕的他也不会害怕。
And they do not fear things that are terrible.
就是满足在吃喝嫁娶，就觉得人生没有问题。
And they just take pleasure in eating and drinking and being married.
这个就是这个世代的特色。
This is a characteristic of this generation.
主耶稣世代的翻版。
This is another version of the time of Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个世代需要有两种人。
And there needs to be two types of people in this generation.
或者说需要有两种生活方式。
There needs to be two different ways for us to live our lives.
好像主耶稣当时的两种人。
It's just like the two types of people described by Lord Jesus.
我们现在来看。
Let's look.
十八节。
Verse 18.
这里说约翰来也不吃也不喝，人说他是被鬼附着的。
18. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon.
约翰的生活方式很简单。
John lived a very simple life.
他住旷野。
He lived in the wilderness.
吃蝗虫野蜜。
He ate locusts and honey.
生活很简单。
He lived a really simple life.
那人看了就觉得，这不太正常，这个大概是被鬼附着，应该跟大家都不一样。
People looked at him and thought he was not normal and thought that he was possessed by demon.
那主耶稣来到世界。
When Lord Jesus Christ came,
他也吃也喝。
He ate and drank.
你在婚宴里看到他。
You saw him at wedding banquets.
你在罪人的家也看到他。
You saw him at the homes of sinners.
在法利赛人家也看到他。
He was at the home of Pharisees.
人就说，这个人是贪食好酒，罪人家也去，到处都去。
And people said that he was a glutton and a wine-bibber and a friend of the sinners.
那不论是被鬼附着或者贪食好酒，其实这个评论都是不好的。
Whether someone's described as demon-possessed or a glutton, these are all negative descriptions.
但最后一句说，智慧之子总以智慧为事。
But the last sentence says, "But wisdom is justified by her children."
那到底啊，什么样叫有智慧
？So what does it mean to have wisdom?
有智慧一定要有一个表现。
You have wisdom, you must have actions that show your wisdom.
你不是说我头脑很有智慧，就头脑智慧，这有什么表现
？You cannot just say I'm very wise in my head, but how are your actions?
如果用约翰跟主耶稣的比例啊。就是在生活方式里面表现出来。
If you use John and Jesus as examples, these are actions in their daily lives.
所以我们信的主耶稣有没有智慧，看生活方式。
So we want to see whether we have wisdom after we believe in Lord Jesus. We have to look at how we live our lives.
那如果我们一直很注意，特别没有信仰的人，或者没有信仰没有在追求信仰的人议论，我们就不敢改变。
If we care about what other people say, people who do not believe in God say about us, then we will not be able to change.
我现在一生我改变跟别人不一样，别人说你这个被鬼附着，我要改变。
If I change my life and other people see me and say that I'm demon possessed, then I would not want to change.
我跟大家一样就好了。
I just want to be like everyone else.
那你要生活一改变，别人说你这个又吃又好吃，又吃又喝，这个也不好。
If you change your life and people accuse you for being a glutton, then this is not good either.
我说不要改变，就跟大家一样就好了。
So I shouldn't change. I should just be like everyone else.
但是当我们有智慧，能够看得出来这两种生活方式最后要达到什么目标
？But if we have the wisdom, we can see the end goal of these types of lives.
我们又愿意这样去改变
，and then we're willing to make these changes.
智慧就在那里表现出来。
Then that's how we show that we have wisdom.
好，那我们现在就来看这两种方式在代表什么。
And let's see how these two types of way to live represent.
这里说诗篇还不吃也不喝。
It says John came neither eating nor drinking.
那我们就要问一个问题：为什么施洗约翰来不吃也不喝
？Why is it that when John came, he neither ate nor drank？
首先，我们要先看施洗约翰来做什么。
And we had to see what the purpose of John the Baptist was.
我看以赛亚书四十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
第三节到第四节，请读。
Verse 3, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Verse 4, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked place shall be made straight, and rough places smooth.
这里地方说有人声在旷野喊着。
It's the voice of one crying in the wilderness.
预备主的道，修主的路。
Prepare the way of the Lord and make straight in the desert.
这个是谁？越表施洗约翰。
This prefigures John the Baptist.
那施洗约翰就是要为主耶稣来铺路的。
So John the Baptist is to prepare the way for Lord Jesus.
所以施洗约翰一死之后，主耶稣就出来传道了。
So right after John the Baptist passed away, Lord Jesus began his ministry.
因为他的工作结束，接着就是主耶稣的工作。
Because when John finished his work, then Jesus began his ministry.
那施洗约翰要怎么预备道路
？So how did John the Baptist prepare the way?
这第四节说。
Verse 4.
挖的要填满，那高的要削平。
The valley shall be exalted, and mountains and hills brought low.
一条路要挖的填满，那高的削平，这条路才好走
You have to fill in the valley and brought low the mountains to make the road smooth.
那一个人要接受主的救恩之前
，So before someone can receive God's salvation,
最重要是他的心要预备。
They had to prepare their heart.
所以施洗约翰出来怎么预备人的心呢
？So how did John the Baptist prepare the hearts of human beings?
就是要悔改。
Just to have them repent.
所以他在旷野传什么？传悔改的道。
So what did he preach in the wilderness? He preached the teachings of repentance.
然后他讲的道理相当的严呢。
And he preached a very strict teaching.
但是很多人到他面前来悔改。
But many came to him and repented.
施洗约翰说：“毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒
？”And he said, "The brood viper who taught you to escape their wrath that is to come."
他这样讲啊，不但没有让人走，很多人真的就接受他的洗礼。
When he said this, he did not actually scare people away, but many came and believed.
把罪拿掉，那个大石头就拿掉了。
If you remove your sins and remove these big rocks on the road.
然后他介绍，这个就是将要来的救主。
And he introduced to them, this is the one who is to come.
让人对主耶稣有信心。
So people can have faith in Lord Jesus.
我们知道改变一个人的心不是人做得到的。
We know that it is not, we cannot change a human being's heart by ourselves.
人可以努力，但是能够真的改变一个人心，只有神做得到。
We can try, but only God can change someone's heart.
所以圣经在提到施洗约翰的心智跟能力。
So when the Bible describes John the Baptist,
路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
路加第一章
Luke chapter 1
十六节
Verse 16
十七节
Verse 16 and 17 16 And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the heart of the father to the children and the disobedience to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepare for the Lord.
十六节说要使许多以色列人回转归于神。
That he would turn many of the Israelites back to God.
然后十七节说他有以利亚的心智能力。
And he said he has the spirit and power of Elijah.
所以可以叫父亲的心转向儿女。
To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.
叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧。
The disobedient to the wisdom of the just.
所以施洗约翰就像以利亚很有能力。
So John the Baptist was like Elijah who's full of power.
那我再回想以利亚能力从哪里来。
Let's think about where Elijah's power came from.
他经过两个地方得到能力。
He passed through two places to receive his power.
第一个基利西旁。
The first was the book of Gilead.
神把他所有一切全部都拿走。
And God has took away everything he had.
只剩下他跟神。
And all that's left was him and God.
当人跟神没有什么障碍的时候
，When there's no hindrance between human beings and God,
发现人跟神就可以很容易建立关系。
Then it would be really easy to build a relationship.With God.
第二个到寡妇的家。
And the second, when he went to the home of the widow.
寡妇的家有什么？
Where was it the home of the widow?
只有最后一点面，除了那个也没有，什么都没有。
She only had the last bit of flour, and she had nothing else.
所以在那个环境里面，她就很专心在仰赖神。
So in that circumstance, he concentrated on relying on God, trusting God.
那现在我们的问题在哪？
So what is our problem today?
我们现在常常会觉得说很没有力量。
Sometimes we feel very powerless.
虽然你觉得我没有犯什么罪啊。
Even though we might not, we do not think that we have committed great sin.
但做基督徒觉得很没有力量。
But I feel like we have no power.
那我们的力量失去哪里？
So where do we lose our power?
我们的力量从我们的心开始失去。
We lose our power, our strength from our hearts.
那怎么从我们心失去的？
How do we lose this from our hearts?
因为我们的心离神太远。
Because our hearts are too far away from God.
那为什么会离神太远？
Why are we too far away from God?
因为地上有太多事情缠累我们的心。
Because there are too many things in this world that's holding back our hearts.
好像那个撒种的比喻，那个荆棘。
It's like the parable of the sower, the thorns on the ground.
土地不错。
Even though the ground is good,
但是种子没有办法长大。
But the seed cannot grow.
因为有荆棘。
Because there are thorns on the ground.
荆棘是什么？
Where are the thorns?
第一个今生的思虑
Here the lust of the flesh.
就是太看重生活水准
That we put too much emphasis in how well we live.
第二个就是钱财
The second is wealth.
天天在想发财
Every day we think about how to become wealthy.
第三个宴乐
There is our enjoyments.
怎么让自己活得舒服
That how we can have a more comfortable life.
所以除了睡觉之外，整个头脑就想这三件事情。
And other, except when we're sleeping or when we're awake, we just think about these three things.
怎么赚更多钱？
How can we make more money?
怎么提高生活水准？
How can I have a better life?
怎么活得更快乐？
How can I be more happy?
那这个事情把我们的心啊拉下来。
So all these things weighs down our hearts.
所以哥罗西书里面讲。
So Colossians says.
我们看哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第三章
Chapter 3
哥罗西书第三章
Colossians chapter 3
第一节一直到第四节哥罗西书第三章第一节到第四节 我先念中文哈。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就应当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。第二节，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地面上的事。第三节，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。这个地方说，不要思念地面上的事。
Now we should not think about the things of the world.
为什么？
Why?
第三节，你们已经死了。
That we are all.
第四节，
we have
你们已经死
了。
在什么时候死了？
When have we died?
在洗礼的时候。
During our baptism.
那个旧我已经死了。
The old, our old self have been buried.
那我们从水里面上来，我们就活了。
When we come out of the water, we gain a new life.
永生的生命活了。
There are new eternal life.
所以我们要思念上面的事。
So we have to set our minds and things of the world.
所以神在天上。
Because God is in heaven.
我们的心啊，如果全部被地上的事占满。
If our heart is filled with things of the earth.
我们跟神就有一个距离。
Then we will be distant from God.
失去力量就从那里开始。
This is how we lose our power.
所以我们在这个世代，虽然我们拥有很多，
Even though we have a lot in this world,
但是我们要努力，不要让我们所拥有缠累我们的心。
But we had to work hard to not be weighed down by all the things we have.
如果我们能够做到不让我所有的缠累我的心，那我们拥有地上来享受，这是神的恩典。
If we can not let the things of the world weigh us down, then it is actually a blessing for us to be able to enjoy the things of the world.
如果我们有的会把我们的心拉到地上，我们不如把所有的切掉、剪掉一些。
But if our the things we have actually cause us to set our mind on earth, then it's better for us to actually reduce the things that we have.
那我们的心更容易来追求神，更容易亲近神。
Then it's easier for us to draw closer to God.
所以什么样的生活方式最好
？So what is the best way to live?
这是大家。需要想的一个问题。
This is something we'll need to think about.
有的人就是照抄了，照学习别人了，别人有什么我就有什么。
So some people just want to copy others, what other people have, then I have the same.
我要跟别人一样。
I want to be just like others.
什么样的生活方式最好
？What is the best way to live?
如果回到圣经
，If you go back to the Bible,
最适合守道的生活方式就是最好的方式。
A life that is easier for you to keep the teachings of God is the best way to live.
那什么样的方式最适合生活守道
？So what kind of life will make us will make it the easiest for us to keep the words of God?
那我们自己在家里就需要去思想。
So when we're at home, we need to think about this.
所以生活不要抄别人。
So we shouldn't just copy how other people live.
我们自己要面对神，找出自己最适合的生活方式。
We have to face God and find our the best way for ourselves.
让我们能够享受神的恩典，但是我们跟神的之间没有距离，没有距离。
We can enjoy God's blessings, but it will not cause us to become distant from God.
这样我们才能够重新得力。
Then we can regain power and strength.
所以使徒约翰从哪里力量从哪里来？
So where did the power of John the Baptist come from?
从很简单的生活方式来。
It came from his very simple life.
那接下去我们再来看主耶稣的生活方式。
And let's look at the life of Lord Jesus.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
十九节。
Verse 19.
说人子来也吃也喝，他是被贪食好酒的人。
That the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, "Look, a glutton and a wine bibber."
那前面说不吃不喝，后面说又吃又喝，那我到底我要怎么办
？So they criticized for eating and drinking. We're not eating. We're not drinking. So what should we do?
我们就来想，主耶稣来世界要拯救谁
？So what did Lord Jesus come to this world? Who did he come to save?
要拯救罪人。
He came to save sinners.
那去哪里找罪人
？Where do you find sinners？
又吃又喝的地方，常常就是人迷失的地方。
So the place where you eat and drink are the places where people are lost。
常常罪人就在那里找到了。
So you can find sinners there。
所以这个告诉我们什么
？What does this tell us？
信仰不是要让我们跟世界上脱节。
So our faith is not for us to be completely separate from the world.
信仰要让我们走入世界来寻找那些失丧的人，把他带回来寻得到神的救恩。
Our faith is for us to go into the world and find those who are lost and bring them salvation.
所以我们常常发现一个现象，信主耶稣久了以后，到布道会带不到慕道者。
Sometimes we'll see that after you have believed in Christ some time, you cannot find true seekers to bring to spiritual convocations.
不是他不想带。
It's not because they're not willing to do it.
他也很想要带慕道者啊。
They want to bring true seekers.
那为什么带不到一个慕道者？
Why is it that they cannot find a single true seeker?
外邦的朋友断光了。
Because they had lost contact with all their Gentile friends.
所以带不到慕道者。
So they can't find any true seeker friends.
所以我们怎么样带慕道者？
So how do we bring friends to believe?
主耶稣说去，往普天下去。
Lord Jesus said, "Go into the world."
你的亲戚朋友有宴会、有生日、有婚礼，你就去吧。
If you have your relatives and friends have banquets, have gatherings, you should go.
啊，另外朋友要爬山、要郊游、烤肉，就去吧。
If your friends want to go hike or have a picnic, you should go.
但是去有一个目的。
But when you go, you have a purpose.
我们要跟他做朋友。
We want to be friends with them.
要了解他的需要。
We want to know their needs.
要把主耶稣的恩典带给他。
We want to bring them the blessings of God.
最后带他来得到救恩。
And then we can bring them to church and receive salvation.
如果大家都在教会里面大发热心。
If everyone is fervent in church.
不愿意深入社会。
But not willing to enter into the world.
或者深入社会不愿意为主耶稣做见证。
Or they are willing to go into the world, but they are unwilling to testify for Lord Jesus.
慕道者还是找不到啊。
They still cannot find any true seeker friends.
所以我们要学习主耶稣。
So we need to learn from Lord Jesus.
又吃又喝。
We eat and drink.
这只是一个地方让我们来找到神要找的人。
But this is just so we can go to a place where we can find people who God is looking for.
所以什么样的生活方式最好？
So what is the best way to live our life?
那现在我们从主耶稣的生活方式再来想。
So let's think about this from Lord Jesus' life.
能够帮助我们找到慕道者的那个生活方式就是好的。
So the best way to live our life is a way that can help us find true seekers to preach to.
第一个能够帮助我们守道的生活方式是最好的。
So the best way to live is to live a life that allows us to keep the teachings of God.
第二个能够帮助我们找到神要拯救的这些人，这个生活方式就是好的。
Second is the best way to live our life is in a way so we can find people to preach to.
所以生活方式的好不好，照最后的决定因素不是我活着舒服不舒服。
So whether we are living our life in a good way or not is not whether we're living a comfortable life or not.
最后一个决定点就是对我的信仰，我跟神的关系有什么影响。
The deciding factor should be how our lives affect our relationship with God.
那智慧就在那表现出来。
And this is how our wisdom is shown.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
136。
136。
有神的能力。这样来做神的工。
We need God's power to do His work.
所以我们需要祷告。
So we need to pray.
所以我们最后一次祷告要再一次来求圣灵，求圣灵充满。
So in our concluding prayer, we again ask for the Holy Spirit and the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们要为慕道朋友祷告。
We need to pray for our true seeker.
第一个，让他道理听得懂。
First, that they can understand the truth.
这个需要圣灵的感动。
This needs the movement of the Holy Spirit.
第二个。
Second,
让他能够摸到神
，so they can touch God，
真的能够体验到神
，they can experience God。
如果他听得懂，体验得到神，他的信仰就有很大的转变。
So if they can understand the words of God and they can experience God, then their faith will be greatly changed。
这个都不是人做得到的。
Neither these things can be done by human beings。
只有神亲自做工才做得到。
It can only be done by God Himself。
所以请我们为灵恩布道会祷告。
So that's pray for the spiritual convocation.
为慕道朋友祷告。
To and pray for the true seeker friends.
我们最后一次祷告，如果要求圣灵接受按手，需要带祷的，请我们都到前面来。
Now concluding prayer, if you want to pray for the Holy Spirit, you want to have the laying on hands, please come forward.
我们一起来祷告。
So let's pray together.